opportunity to visit with Undersecretary Robert Bonney. Let's talk, obviously, the administration focus on climate smart agriculture. Gauge it for me. Where are we at, and how would you gauge the success at this point?
We've got a lot of interest in folks in agriculture, and in particularly this part of the country. If you look at our partnerships for climate smart commodities, which is trying to create markets that will reward farmers and ranchers for their stewardship activities, we've had a lot of participation and a lot of leadership here in Minnesota. So I think we're seeing high demand for that program. We're seeing high demand for our Inflation Reduction Act incentives for climate smart agriculture and forestry. Importantly, this is all voluntary. It's all incentive based. We're trying to figure out ways to reward producers either through the market or with government incentives for doing good by the environment and maintaining productivity. So we think this can work for agriculture. But in order to work for agriculture, we need farmers, ranchers, and forest owners to help us design this, to build tools that they see themselves in. Nobody wants conservation done to them. They want it done with them. And that's our goal here. And one of the reasons I like coming to FarmFest is that I learn a lot. I learn what's working, and some of the things maybe that aren't working quite as well allows us to do our better job for our customers back in D.C.
So is it still a period of building trust?
Yeah, there's no question about it. Look, you know as well as I do that a lot of producers are concerned about what climate policy looks like if it's made back in Washington, D.C. Critically important. It's not just the what. It's not what we do. It's how we do it, and that means incentives, collaboration, partnership, flexibility. How do we let producers make their own decisions? And importantly, how do we create value in the marketplace for them? And if we do that, U.S. agriculture is going to be really, really good at this. We already are. We're already really efficient, really productive. We put a price on sustainability. I think U.S. agriculture is going to show the world that we're the best.
No doubt there's some headwinds facing ag right now with commodity prices. Maybe with the exception of cattle, everything is a little bit underwater here. Can this be one of the revenue sources that can help producers?
Yeah, I think this is one of the revenue sources. I think sustainable aviation fuels in this part of the world could be really, really important. There's long-term opportunities there. And again, U.S. agriculture is really well positioned to provide really low-carbon aviation fuels where there's going to be a reward in the tax code that's going to reward producers for that. So we're doing a lot of work on that area. We're doing a lot of work in building new markets. But we also want to make sure crop insurance and our disaster programs are serving folks when we do have down years. So we continue just the blocking and tackling around the safety net remains critical to everything we do.
Certainly Congress writes a farm bill, hopefully. You guys implement it. What gaps do you see right now that, especially when we're looking at maybe another extension or wherever we sit at this point?
Yeah, look, I think it's important to get a farm bill and to update our agricultural policies right now. We're concerned about the geographic distribution of the commodity title that's come out of the House. We think there's an opportunity to better serve all producers, and some of the commodity program changes that the House has proposed. We're going to have those conversations. It gets hard in a year like this to get a farm bill done. We're going to, you know, I think we're going to need an extension in September here to keep these programs going. There's a lot of bipartisan support for crop insurance. There are always ways we can expand that tool. There's more we can do on farm loans and credit to provide better credit, particularly young farmers. And there's real opportunities there. We've got overwhelming demand right now for some of our conservation programs. We'll continue to look for ways that we can make those work better. And there's interest in conservation or in Congress for supporting all of that. I don't see a revolutionary farm bill here, but I do think there are important things that we can do to benefit agriculture. And you know, the sooner we get it done, the better.
Obviously, a lot of partisanship at this point, election year, we get a lot of that anyway. Are you guys at the table? Does USDA, are they consulted as we go through this process?
Yeah, Congress writes a farm bill. We provide a lot of technical assistance. So we're always working with both Republicans and Democrats to provide them input on what can work, how do you design new changes to programs or other things. So we play an important role there. Secretary Vilsack has an important voice. He'll use that voice when called upon. But for us in the department, most of the work we do is just providing assistance to give the best advice we can to make sure the Farm Bill serves farmers.